You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Early on, you heard me speaking to David Shapiro around the state of markets and just what's happening, and he shared the view that the concentration of South African companies, a lot of them have their earnings offshore, and the offshore markets will be the big catalyst to driving local markets rather. And given that we are looking at those offshore markets, I thought we'd look at how to best take advantage of some of those offshore opportunities, because the reality is the world beyond South Africa borders is very, very big. I'm joined on the line by offshore specialist at Allan Gray, Jeanne Kutzer, to take a look at this. Good evening, Jeanne. Thanks so much for taking the time. When we look at offshore markets, what do the current trends look like? I mean, I know we've seen the ECB come out with rate cuts ahead of everybody. We've seen some volatility from things like the French elections affecting the euro. But what's the general offshore sentiment at the moment?
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you so much for the opportunity and good evening. Well, we've seen a significant increase in the demand for offshore investing over the past few years as investors seek to diversify their assets away from economic and political risks, specifically in South Africa, and also to protect themselves from any depreciation or devaluing in the rand, or just purely to take advantage of the larger opportunity set available in stock markets globally. So some investors may also wish to start building offshore assets for future plans, like saving for their children's education abroad. And it's also become increasingly easy to take your money offshore with the relaxation in exchange control and the process of externalizing your money becoming a lot easier as well.
Jeanne, when we look at offshore markets, obviously there's various ways that people get exposure to offshore markets. What would be some of the more practical ways? Because I know a lot of it also comes down to people not investing because they don't know that this is available to them.
Sure. So as you mentioned, most South African investors already have some offshore exposure through their local unit trusts, which allow for up to 45% investment in offshore or global assets. That's in addition to their exposure they get from locally listed companies that have offshore operations. So on a look-through basis, clients already have quite a lot of indirect offshore exposure in their local unit trusts already. Then if you want to take it a step further and get further diversification offshore, you can invest in rand-denominated offshore unit trusts. So if you go this route, you are investing in rand, but your investment is fully invested in offshore assets. So you'll use the asset manager's offshore investment allowance rather than your own. So when you make contributions, you're making those contributions in rand, and when you make withdrawals, it'll come back to South Africa and be paid into a rand bank account. And then we talk about investing in foreign currency. So taking it a step even further than that, you can exchange your rand into foreign currency and then invest in foreign-denominated unit trusts. So there you're actually exchanging your rand into foreign currency. So you're utilizing those offshore allowances that we as South African investors get on an annual basis. So the first R1 million is referred to as your single discretionary allowance, which you don't need tax clearance for. And then if you want to take more than that across borders, so the next R10 million, which is your foreign investment or foreign capital allowance, you'll actually need tax clearance for before you can externalize those funds. You will then take that foreign currency and you can then invest that into foreign unit trusts or foreign instruments available to you.
Jeanne, what are some of the benefits of looking at these offshore products? You mentioned, obviously, hedging against the rand and exposure to bigger markets and all of that. But I'm thinking about products like an offshore endowment. Why would I then want to go that route if that is an option for me as an investor? And how do I know if it's an option?
Sure. So, obviously, in addition to the opportunity set and diversification benefits that offshore investing offers, clients are also looking for more tax-efficient and estate planning friendly ways to invest offshore. So, hence, investment vehicles like offshore endowments have become increasingly popular. So, what an endowment is, it's an offshore it's an investment-linked long-term product that is suitable for investors who want to diversify their portfolio across economies and regions outside of South Africa that have got a marginal tax rate higher than 30% and require a product that offers tax efficiency and estate planning benefits. And what I mean when I refer to tax efficiencies, so the income tax rate within an offshore endowment is fixed at 30% for individuals. So the effective tax rate for capital gains is then an effective rate of 12%. Now, if you compare that to someone with a marginal tax rate of as high as 35% investing in a basic unit trust, the effective capital gains tax would then be 18%. So this product then becomes more tax efficient when an individual investor has a tax rate of more than 30%. Furthermore, the calculation, deduction, and payment of income taxes is all done by the insurer within the product on the investor's behalf, which means that the investor doesn't have any further tax obligations or reporting obligations. Then in addition to that, there's also the estate planning benefits. So an investor, otherwise known as the policyholder, can appoint beneficiaries to immediately take over ownership or to receive the benefits of the investment on the policyholder's death. So an offshore endowment obviously will form part of your estate for estate duty purposes, but if there are beneficiaries nominated, there will be no executive fees because the transfer of the investment to the beneficiary doesn't have to be facilitated by an executor. So that means that the beneficiaries then have immediate liquidity on death of the policyholder.
That's all very interesting, but also very complicated, Janae. When we are looking at these sorts of decisions, and I want to look at estate planning, I want to prepare my family, I want to make sure that my family is looked after, I want to ensure that there's a bit of an offshore balance or an offshore mix to our overall asset portfolio as a family, how important is it at this point to then have conversations around conversations with a professional around the right type of product and to get the right kind of advice so that I don't find myself in a product that I don't want to be in?
Jimmy, as you say, it can get very complex when it comes to offshore investing, and navigating the offshore investment landscape can be quite complicated. So we always say it comes down to each individual person's circumstances, and they can then discuss that with a professional financial advisor that's got sight of all of these different options, and they will then choose the right option that will suit a specific client's needs. So it's always important just to seek some professional advice when it comes to offshore investing.
That professional advice comes at a cost, but I imagine it is well worth it, especially if you think about the cost you would then incur for making a mistake. Janae, as we wrap up the conversation, you touched on obviously the estate planning component of things and the tax component of it all. When we are looking at moving money abroad and all of that around your discretionary allowances, are there some other considerations that you need to be mindful of depending on, say, perhaps how long those funds are going to stay offshore or what products they're invested in?
So, look, when we are investing offshore, it's obviously for a particular reason, but we like to take a long-term view, right? So when you're externalizing your funds, you might need to exchange your rands into foreign currency. You've got access to your offshore allowances, and you then choose the right investment vehicle based obviously on your personal circumstances, and you can then invest offshore using the right type of vehicle for your specific needs. It can be costly, so it's always you should always consider which type of vehicle you're investing in, what you can afford, and how you go about doing it.
Janae, do you think offshore markets are going to outpace local markets in the coming years?
Look, we've seen periods where local markets have outperformed offshore markets and vice versa. So, yeah, I think it's always good to diversify your funds in local as well as offshore markets, so you get that uncorrelated return over time. That's the best way to protect yourself, just some diversification.
Diversify and enjoy the best of both worlds. I think we'll leave it at that, Janae. Thanks so much for those insights. Janae Kutzer, who is the offshore specialist at Allen Gray, joining me to reflect on the offshore markets or the opportunities that exist within offshore markets and identifying those efficiencies and where to invest. This segment was brought to you by Allen Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allen Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Imagine if you could save time like you save money. A second here, a minute there. Type a little faster, walk a little faster, or you could stop scrolling on the internet. Just think of all the hours you'll save. Now, what if you could take all that time and invest it? watch it grow. Until eventually, one day, you'd have so much time that you wouldn't know what to do with it all. But unfortunately, time doesn't work like that. It can't be stored or banked. And unlike money, you can't make it back. That's why after 50 years of investing, we've learned that time is the greatest gift of all. And the good news is, if you invest early, time gives you money. And then money gives you more time to do whatever you want to do, even if it is scrolling on the internet. Ellen Gray, long-term investing. Ellen Gray is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.